there, sweetie. Oh, God. I forget that your mom has keys, so you can just walk in when you all want to. Oh, my heart just dropped out of my chest. Oh, how about you shout next time instead of sneaking up on me like that? Whew, is that what your mom was meant to drop off for me yesterday? Thank you. You can just sit that on the table there, honey. Wait, why didn't your mom come to drop it off? She's working late today? Oh, I see. That makes sense. She didn't tell me that. Well, I hope she isn't doing any more surprise work shifts at the weekend, as she said she was coming to my party. You don't know about that? Yeah, it's my birthday coming up, and I'm just having a little get-together this weekend. And you're more than welcome to come if you want to. But it's just going to be the girls and I, so that's why your mom probably didn't tell you about it. It's not going to be fun for a young lad like you at all. Just going to be a bunch of middle-aged women talking about wine and how much of a nightmare kids are. All that's missing is a live, laugh, love plaque on the wall, but at least we're going to be a bunch of middle-aged women with good food, though, because that's what I'm just doing right now. So today, I just decided to get a head start on making all the food for this weekend, especially with my husband and kids out right now. Finally, peace. I have the cookies baked in the oven, and then I also want to make cakes, pies, pastas, all that good homemade stuff. Oh, is that tempting you to come now? Well, what can I say? You've always enjoyed my cooking, haven't you? Especially my... Wait. What was your favorite dessert I made again? It was the, Ah, that's right. That completely slipped my mind. It was the cream pie. Well, if I know you're definitely coming this weekend, then I'll make sure to have a few cream pies on the table, especially for you then. But that is going to be extra work. So if you're here, isn't it about time I show you the ropes and how to make these delicious desserts? I need help anyway, because if I'm going to have extra guests now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make enough by the weekend. You're not a baker? Oh, you don't have to be, honey. And you said it yourself. You aren't up to much anyway, so why not have a job to do? Here, there's a bowl with a mixture in it, and watch me carefully. This is all you have to do. Just get the whisk here, and just stir it, mix it all together until it's a nice substance, all right? You gotta whisk it around fast like this. Do you think you could do that? It would be such a good help for me. Or do I need to bounce around again for you trying to whisk this? Okay, well, you can do that for me right now. And if you need help with it, then you can just call on me, all right, sweetheart? And I can demonstrate it again, the movement. Yes, what? What was that you just said to me? I mean, I'm sure it was nothing, but your face is going bright red, so I'm starting to think I didn't mishear what you said. Did you just say yes, mommy, to me? Oh, honey, why are you so embarrassed by that? It's actually very amusing that you called me your mommy. Does that usually happen when a lady tells you what to do? Let me try that again. Are you going to get to work for me and help me with baking? Yes. Come on, continue. What did you say after that? No, don't go, please, sweetie. I'm just teasing. Sorry, okay? I've actually never been called mommy before. My kids usually just hit me with the mom. Also, if you genuinely want to call me mommy, then feel free to. I've been friends with your mom for years now, so if you see me as a second mommy, then hey, go ahead and call me whatever you want to, sweetheart. There's no shame in that. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's only you and I here, and no one else heard you call me mommy. So just relax, and let's have some fun baking together. Or don't have fun. Because after all, you are doing a big favor for me. And if you really are a good boy and do well, I'll let you try some of the cookies later. So are you up to anything else today? Or do you actually have time to help mommy out? Oh, sorry again. I just can't help myself. It's not often a handsome young man like you just strolls into my house and calls me mommy. I guess you can say I keep teasing you about it because maybe I actually want you to call me mommy again. Can you do that for me? If you, don't mind, of course. Yes, mom? Oh, that just sent tingles up my spine. I gotta say, I did find it weird at the start when you accidentally called me mommy, but no one has referred to me as that before. And come to think of it, I actually really enjoyed it. It makes me feel a certain way. What kind of way? Well, I don't think an older lady should reveal her secrets. Nor I don't think it would be appropriate to share with her best friend's son. I guess this whole territory isn't appropriate. But while we are here, I want an honest opinion. Do you find me attractive? Sorry for throwing that upon you. It's just that my husband and I are having issues, and it's not been the same as it used to be, you know? I'm getting less attention and all. And I was wondering if you calling me mommy was sparked by how I look. Oh, no, I'm the one blushing. Stop. Stop, stop. Wait. You aren't going to tell anyone about this, right? This just stays between me and you? Yeah, of course. I promise I'm not going to tell anyone either. Of course not. That is not in my interest either. So what did you want to ask me then? What do I think about you? I mean, like I said before, I think you are a handsome young man, and it also helps that you're very mature for your age, which makes you even more attractive, especially when you call me mommy. So it would be nice if you said it again for me, just whilst no one is home yet. Oh god, I love it too much. Oh, Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I just got overwhelmed of all these exciting emotions. I've never felt this thrilling in years. I feel like a young teenage girl again, sneaking out to see a boy at night without my parents knowing. Oh no. Yeah, I guess you can say I'm used to sneaking around and keeping secrets. So if you would like to keep this arrangement up of coming to visit me and playing around, then you have a key to my house and know that no one is home until 5 p.m. during weekdays. So take what you will with that information. And speaking of that, it's nearly 5 p.m., so let's go back to what our initial task was meant to be, you naughty boy, helping mommy with her cookies and other delicious desserts. So, get mixing it in with your big muscles, sweetie. I'm very glad I got someone as strapping as you to help me with such hard tasks. And I can just sit back and admire you, much as you were admiring me when I was whisking the bowl. Fine. You get one more kiss. But no more after that. Because someone can walk in at any moment now. And you don't want to be caught with me in this situation. Remember our conversation? Honey. Seriously, get back to work for me. I'll get a cookie out for you to try now. Open wide.